Proclamation number 3804 of 18th of June, 1946. Vigilance against the enemy of souls. You should be vigilant that you don't fall prey to the enemy of your souls, for he is constantly intent on leading you astray and pushing you away from the right path through all kinds of deceptive means. He also comes in the guise of a leader and thus seeks to gain your trust. He promises to lead you safely to the aim, yet his aim is the world. Thus he promises you earthly advantages, help in earthly distress. He seeks to pave the way for you, yet all on one condition: to leave your soul to him, thus to detach your senses and thoughts from God, from spiritual striving. And all his promises will demand deeds of unkindness. Every person who wants to create earthly advantages for himself will not be able to do so if he wants to live in love. Thus he has to give up one or the other. He has to know that he will sell his soul if he wants to shape his earthly life into a life of well-being. He must know that every attempt to do so is made at the instigation of the one who wants to corrupt the soul. And he must be vigilant. He must take refuge in God that he may protect him from the enemy's influence. He must ask for the strengthening of his will for good and for the renunciation of earthly goods. For what do you exchange if you also create for yourselves an earthly life in prosperity and comfort? Only an unbearable fate for the soul in the kingdom of the beyond. For if the time of adversity comes upon you, it will also have its wise meaning and purpose as long as it is permitted by God himself. But the enemy of your soul pulls the lever precisely in the time of need. He tries to direct your thoughts and aspirations towards what you lack in earthly goods. He tries to increase your greed for them and capture your thoughts, and only the strength of your will protects you from this. For what he promises is only deception. It will only benefit you for the few days of your earthly life in order to then sink into nothingness and leave your souls in utmost poverty. Voluntarily renounce that which only makes the body happy but is of no use to the soul. Live on earth in physical poverty and in return provide your souls with spiritual possessions which are everlasting and will follow you into eternity. Be vigilant against all temptations and remain in prayer. Ask for strength and grace and the strengthening of your will. And your desire will diminish. Earthly goods will no longer seem so tempting to you. You will be able to resist all whisperings of the enemy and be able to accept spiritual possessions as compensation, which will make your souls 1,000 times happier because they will bring you eternal life. Amen.